Hey, Stu, your rent's due, motherfucker. And don't be pulling that falling down the stairs shit on me, you hear? Are you conscious?
Shoot, every month the same damn thing.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I own a
pocket. All right. Well, welcome to Liquor License, guys. And it is Cyber Monday. And what the fuck does that mean?
That means the internet's going crazy. I don't fucking know.
Cyber Monday. When did we create all these fucking days?
I still don't. You know what? I don't know if you can attest to this. I've never participated in a Black Friday shopping ever.
Well, technically, you woke up on a Friday and you're black, so you
right. Haven't. But I mean the national holiday of Black Friday.
It's not a holiday.
Well, whatever the fuck it is.
I've never done that shit either. I never will.
Never.
Do that
I'm proud of myself to see that. I see motherfuckers getting shot and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is
this? Okay, on? There's like six people that get a fucking 47-inch flat screen for $100. Everybody else gets fucked. And then, like, so what's the point? You're not going to be one of those six people to get the, what even is a 4K TV or whatever the fuck?
I don't know that shit.
It's so fucking stupid. I don't get it. And then Cyber Monday, you just buy shit online?
I think the sales move from the stores to online.
Okay, well, hopefully you're out there buying shit. And,
yes, or sitting at your desk buying something or fucking not buying something.
I guess. I mean, it just...
Keep it cyber, pimping.
Everything is like fucking...
Everything is fucking something. Exactly. Say it. Let it out. And then it'll lead to these holidays.
Every day is something. It's a natural... National Hamburger Day.
Yep. The next day is National Bloom Fuck Day. And then you gotta go fuck a bloom. Yep. And it's
Wait,
always
how you,
something.
How do you fuck a bloom?
I don't really know. We're not in Bloomington, Indiana, but...
What does that even mean? I'm going to listen back and be like,
what is that even?
Did he just say fuck a bloom?
Let's keep it going on Cyber Monday.
Cyber motherfucking
Cyber Monday.
Monday.
I didn't order anything today.
So I had a voicemail, and with the new, speaking of cyber,
okay.
With the new iOS, it transcribes the voicemail, so you don't got to listen to it.
Man, I saw that on somebody else's phone, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it. So
I think that's my mama's phone. I was like, what the fuck is that about?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And
you got to update your shit because my shit don't do that.
All right, so this is what the message I got was. I'm just going to read it as it's written because this is how it transcribed.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Okay. And I'm going to give out the phone number, so if you guys want to call him. This message is a man solely for Brandon. These will be goofy. And Jacqueline's site for Brandon Zynga Lucy and Jacqueline Cipher. Please hang up or disconnect if you are Brandon Singles Key and Jacqueline signed for. Please continue to listen to this message in private by continuing to listen to this message. You and I was your brain and singles. Jack Oversight, please call Marcus Williams. This is a communication from a debt collector. This is an attempt to collect a debt and any information. Paint will be used for that purpose.
Yeah.
Now, am I lying about any of that? They did not say my name correctly. They called me Brandon Zynga.
Yeah.
And then
Lucy.
Space Lucy.
Lucy.
And paint,
Lucy.
Paint will be used for this message.
So wait, it just pops up every time? Or you gotta like...
Anytime you leave a voice mess, anytime you leave a voicemail, you can just hit it and it'll transcribe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's IA. I mean, obviously that one didn't go through correctly, but...
Is that part of the Trump presidency? Or is that something?
No, we've had that before.
Okay. All right.
He's not even the president yet.
Oh.
But Brandon Pence is here. And I have a brand new platform.
Mike Pence and this motherfucker again, y'all. Shout out to White Mike.
Is that your boy? Is Mike Pence your new boy? I just want to know.
Man, I'm going to tell you some shit.
You like Mike Pence or Obama?
I don't follow, I don't fuck with that politics. Mike Pence out here trying to give the homosexual people shock therapy and shit. Something really, he got some other issues going on.
He might, maybe he's a closeted gay.
He like, that's why I just, see, you a smart dude. That's what I was, that's why I said.
You don't have to
He
tell
got
me.
Some other issues. We always trying to fuck up the people that we are. You know, it's just crazy, man. But we're not talking about your
I know, people. I know. I have no issue with gay people that they should get fucking shock therapy.
Right, I'm like, God damn.
I don't know that anybody should get shock therapy. I don't know if anybody should get shock therapy. Like I don't think that's a correct way to...
No issue with gay people where they should get shocked, yeah.
No.
Even animals, like, that's to kill them and, like, feed them, cut them up and make fucking pork chops or something.
To be honest with you, I'd rather have more gay people because that means less...
Bullshit.
Kids being born.
Right.
Also, the neighborhoods get cleaned up.
Yeah.
And they don't really give a fuck
yeah.
about anything.
I'm with you.
I mean, No,
they give a fuck about the good shit. They don't give a fuck about
that's what I meant.
Stupid shit, yeah.
Yeah, they're not worried about some dumb shit.
Right.
They're like just, you know, equal rights and this kind
right,
of
right,
shit.
Right,
no, good for you.
Peace, love, and happiness, yeah.
I wonder what it'd be like to be a gay person.
I never wondered that.
Why?
Nah, I just don't have no reason to.
Well, I know you don't want a dick in your mouth. I'm just saying, like, I've never had one. But, like, I'm just curious, like... It would be weird to wake up one day and be like, "Yeah, I want to get fucked in my ass."
I'm sure that would be very weird. Yeah,
and I've never had that thought.
I mean, with some people, yeah, I don't know. I never even had a conversation with a gay person about like what it's like to be gay.
I'm sure they'd say it's a lot like being black.
I don't think so.
Or a lot like being Hispanic.
No, it got something to do with love, though.
No, but it's being a minority.
Right, that's but not even that. I'm talking about, like, the gay part of it, not the minority.
Oh, all right. All right, are you the bottom? Are you the top? Are
shit
you the
like
pitcher?
That.
Are you the catcher?
Like, yeah. What?
Do you suck each other's dicks, or do you get
y'all
fucked
here,
in your ass?
This is Pence. He's going to get vetoed and
no,
impeached.
No, I'm saying, like, I
he's definitely, he's going to get impeached for this shit.
I would ask.
I hear you, Pence. You're not even sworn in, and you're on here talking about gay
I've
people.
I've dealt with a lot
fucking
of
dicks and
a
shit.
Lot of gay people in my old profession, and
right.
I
some nice fucking gay people too.
They're fucking
some
awesome.
Real cool people. Yeah,
no, there's some that are assholes, but
that too. Don't that's not because I think a lot of gay people get a pass sometimes, but it's a lot of fucking mean ass gay people too. Though.
Fucking right,
right. Everybody try to make them like they're the happiest motherfuckers on earth.
There's also like those, well, hence the term gay, because gay means happy. But
right,
all those guys who are like. Uh-uh, girlfriend, we ain't doing this. We not paying for... I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Mike Pence, how do you think you're going to survive 4 years in office after this fucking interview? How do you think you're going to do it? Because they got you on the record snapping your fingers.
I'm not worried.
We have
shock therapy.
Oh,
we
okay,
have
okay.
Ways around this. I have Trump's money, and we'll be able to handle this.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'll do? I'll work on a Mike Pence impression. I don't even know what the guy fucking sounds like.
You got to paint your hair white first, though.
Okay, I can do that.
Shave? You got to shave. He's very clean cut.
I'm not gonna
He's
shave.
A respectable white gentleman. You got to come with it clean.
Okay. Does Mike Pence go to the same place shave his pubes that Brad Pitt does?
I would say that Mike Pence probably has a man shaving his fucking
Mike Pence is a pubes. Closeted homosexual. And he got shock therapy.
If you do not hear an episode next week, they picked us up on the streets of the San Fernando Valley and they put us in a van and we were never to be heard from again.
Do you think Mike Pence has gotten shock therapy?
I think Mike Pence has gotten shock therapy on his pubes, possibly.
At Brad Pitt's place.
I don't think we can associate Brad with that. we both say Brad is a man's man. We both feel like Brad, he turned down all the gay offers.
Yeah,
he
was like, you know what?
You with me on that one, right?
I'm going to take it back from last episode. Brad Pitt, like, they shut down production sometimes because his ears are so dirty and shit. Like,
yeah.
The motherfucker doesn't take a shower.
Yeah, he seemed like a person they got to do his nails on set or some shit. Like, Brad, what the fuck, man? Like
they gotta
watch
have
your
somebody.
Fucking face. You look oily. Like, yeah. What, he looked like one of them people.
Just smoking a little joint. Just
yeah,
like, right,
like,
man, whatever. Though.
You're like, Brad, last he took a shower. You're like, oh, no, New Orleans. You're like, New Orleans? That was like 2 months ago. Like, oh, yeah, you know.
So,
fuck, Brad.
So, Mike Pence.
Okay.
I don't know why you even
He's
got
stupid.
On Mike Pence.
No, you, okay, what? Come on, Pence.
All right. So,
yep.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Like every other day. Blessed.
I
thankful
know,
to be
it's
alive.
It's like every other day, but you got to see your
Thankful to be alive. Blessed.
You got to see your family.
Now, back to yours. Let's throw it back to you.
I will, but I'm asking you. Okay, you got to see your family.
Blessed. Blessed.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I ain't doing nothing. I'm trying to stay
hiding with... fucking
nope.
shit.
Blessed.
No. What did you guys have to eat?
Turkey...
Like deep fried?
Macaroni and cheese.
Deep fried turkey?
Was it?
Or was it oven roasted?
Oven roasted.
Got it.
Kind of like smoked.
Yo, mac smoked. And cheese. That yo, if it's
smoked like, is different.
Homemade mac and cheese. Oh, like on homemade. A like on a smoker? Like a,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, like God damn.
Like where the meat is real tender and
that sounds, off the that, bone that and sounds shit. Delicious. Who the fuck cooked that? Like an uncle or something?
I got uncles that's grade A chefs. Motherfucking.
They had to be smoking that shit for like 9 hours.
My one uncle got the fucking deep fryer. You got a smoker. You got a pit. You got all that shit.
Fucking A.
You got to take your food serious, man. That's what I tell you.
You ever have a birria? The Mexican food? It's like goat. But they.
I have never had that, but I've been at like places
it's,
where
it's gross. I had it. It was gross.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with gross. That.
Anyway, no, no.
My I'm fucking with that bit of you.
My Thanksgiving was, it was fun as always. Guess who tournament?
Guess who's Bezek? Back on the block with them
Scott
hosts.
And I took our 8th annual picture.
Same pic, if you're wondering.
Yep. Always. Every year, same shirt, same everything. He cooks a fucking great turkey.
Damn, that's a good compliment.
And then
shout out to the men who know how to cook, because I can cook my ass off. I'm proud of that.
Fuck. I can cook, but I don't know if I could cook a turkey.
You could. I like challenging myself with certain. I said next year I'm gonna fry. I want to deep fry one. Yeah,
you could get a deep fryer pretty cheap. I think.
Yeah. Then they got them now where it's like so like non messy and shit. Yeah, it's some shit out there.
You just do that shit outside.
I mean, it's always outside, motherfucker. But I'm saying like.
No, some people deep fry shit in the house.
Oh, no, I don't know. Them people crazy.
Yeah. Well,
we do that shit in the driveway or some shit. We don't do that shit in the house. Well, nah.
Them people are at Starbucks right now because.
We doing that Mike Pence shit, you hear me?
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead, man.
This is Mike Pence episode. I know nothing about Mike Pence.
Nobody fucking does except for shock therapy, motherfucker.
You said shock therapy for gays?
Yeah, for gays. That's his answer, say, to convert gays, shock therapy. And he's your vice president. So if anything happened to Trump, that'll be your president.
All right. That is awful.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's switch it. All right, sports talk. 11 minutes in. Truman.
Oh.
Turn it off. Oh, no, fuck that. I'll go back to Thanksgiving talk real quick.
Okay.
Did you ever have to lie to somebody about their food? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, this is good.
I seen you. My buddy always sends me the best notes about what we're gonna talk about. When I saw that, I just bust out laughing because as a black man, I was taught as a kid, my mom would say, we don't eat from everyone. So if you know you're not going 90% of the time, just don't. Oh, I just ate. You know what I mean? Like, so I would avoid that. I've never had to been in that situation. Like, oh man, this shit is awesome. And I'm like, nah, I'm usually like, oh, I'm full. I've been to certain people's house. I'm full. Oh, I just ate. I'm full.
I want to say that, like, I've cooked something for you before and you ate it. And, like,
yeah, Jackie cooked too. Shout out to Jackie. Yeah. Right. I'm talking about people I have no fucking clue who they are. And
You would just say no.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm good. No. Straight like that. No.
Just because the food didn't look good or because you just don't trust them?
I don't know people like that, you know? I know where my love and affection come from. Right. You got to remember, man. I done been in certain people's hoods. You see motherfuckers. You'd be like, that motherfucker ain't washed his hands since he been hanging around me. So how the fuck you going to be in the kitchen? Like, nah, man, I'm used to, like, my grandmother. They wash their hands every time they leave the stove to this. And motherfuckers scratching their balls. And nah, we good. We cool on that shit. All
right.
Y'all want to try some of this? Nah,
so
I'm good.
Okay, you never lied to someone about their food.
Nah, even people in my family, and don't get it twisted. Like, because I got a real close family, but then you know you got distant family too.
Yes.
So it's people in my own family that I done been in this shit and couldn't tell you what they fucking food tastes like.
All right. Like, well, I have definitely lied to people about their food.
I know.
You know,
because you're like, a fucking, oh, wow, you're so nice. You're too fucking nice. Instead of being fucking.
Yo, but someone's going to provide me with food. I'm going to be nice about
right,
it.
Right, but you could. But I'm just saying, I knew you would say you tried it instead of just being like, oh, you know what? I just ate.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Now, how do you swallow food that's not good? Tell me that.
Here's the thing.
Thinking of some good pussy.
I don't think that I've ever had a meal that someone prepared that was like disgusting.
No, just like, you know, like seasonless and
bland. What are they saying? Fucking Rapper's Delight. It's like, gotta go get me some kale pectate. Like, cause he just ate a meal.
Oh my God.
What's the fucking line?
You're the only white man could quote fucking
Rapper's. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, fucking, what's the line? He's like, I just went, make me a plate. Gotta go with some kale pectate. But
shout out to Pence.
Oh, Jesus, he's not in Sugar Hill Gang. Oh, he might be soon. They might if they go like back on tour.
No, he'd be in YMCA. What's the village? The village
people.
Village people.
Mike Pence can be an Indian, but like,
I'm stupid. Come on, man. So how you got through it?
So all the food at Scott's was great. I'm not going to argue that.
Scott, I'm glad he let you know that wasn't your food he talking about.
And right and my buddy Seth was there, and he's a Puerto Rican dude.
Okay.
And he's a cool motherfucker, and he made pork shoulders with like onions and shit, but I don't dig on onions. That's not my thing.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I'll just take like a little bit of this. And the shit came right off like the bone.
Right, right. So that means it's good to cook.
It was.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I wasn't 100% happy with it.
Did you tell him?
No.
Why you fucking tell him?
Because he made the shit. No, I mean, I didn't make shit.
So no, but I'm saying like, okay, I hope he's listening to it. I love when you say people names. You the fucking
name. No, he's my insurance guy. Like,
shout out to Scott. Steph. What's his name? Steph?
Seth.
Seth. Shout out to Seth. Seth Curry, not Steph Curry.
Seth, man. Me and motherfucking right. Thindy.
So what I'm saying is,
he talks like Mike Tyson.
It wasn't seasoned?
It was good. No, it was good. It just...
What was not good about it?
In my mind...
Stop saying it was good. It did not, something was not good. What was not good about it?
It didn't fit the Thanksgiving
theme. Now, here you go. Pleasantville. Y'all hear him. Here we go. Here we go. This motherfucker in Baja California talking about it don't fit the theme.
No. The flavors... That's my dude. The flavors of the foods...
Okay.
That were
this is the whitest Mike Pence y'all have ever heard. I just want to make sure.
Christ.
And that's what I like him, though. I just want to say this. I'm giving you validation and credit because...
The shit was good.
He's very thematic.
Now, here we go. It would have been good...
On a Puerto Rican Sunday.
I'm going to punch a hole through this wall.
Oh my God.
It was good. Yeah. It just...
Didn't fit the theme.
Who the fuck has pork shoulder for Thanksgiving?
Obviously somebody do.
I think Puerto Ricans might, but like... I'm just saying, man.
You're fucking stupid. But it wasn't bad then, motherfucker.
No, it was good.
So why would you say it was, because
it didn't match the flavors of the other Thanksgiving foods.
So then say that, because you said, how do you...
It wasn't bad.
Right, because that's what I'm saying. I respect you. You didn't even say it was bad.
But I'm saying, I have been to somebody's house, and they made something, and it was sort of like,
yeah, that shit happened.
I don't know about
that. You probably had some pussy before that was like, eh.
I've had plenty.
Right, so...
You know, on the pussy talk...
Oh, shit.
I'm not bringing up any names.
Oh, there you
for
go.
No, for myself, not you.
Conversion therapy.
You're fucking pain there we in the go. Ass.
Yep.
All right. You ever been with a chick?
Oh shit.
That like, she's not wet or tight like you're used to.
Yep.
And like, but you like her.
Yep.
But it's like it's not.
You deal that with it. Yeah.
Thing before, like, let's say I had a chick who was maybe a little bit younger and. Mm-hmm. Had a wet, tight vagina.
My boy. It's my boy.
And then you fuck a chick who is a little bit older, and it's shit. Not as wet and not as tight, yep. And you're sort of like, okay.
Definitely, yeah.
How do you deal with that?
You love them. If you love them, you deal with it. If you don't, you keep it going until, you know, maybe one day you go up to bed and she throw a curveball in the pussy wet, and you're like, okay, maybe another... Couple pussy wet.
I'm not saying no. It's just not.
It's not good. It's not great pussy.
Yeah.
It's just good. It can be good.
No, it's good.
As you say, it can be good, but it's just not great pussy.
It's like pork shoulder on Thanksgiving.
I'm with you. Because you didn't say it was like I thought you was referring to. Okay, the dude. And I was like, oh, you gonna say the dude name? But you was like giving him credit. Like, oh no, it tastes
no,
good.
No. No dude I fucked had a pussy.
Shut up, motherfucker. But you stupid. So wait. So hold on. It's just not great, but it's good.
Right.
Most people fall in love with the good pussy. They let the great pussy get away.
You're right. Oh, okay. All right. What? Yeah, because the great pussy
usually on some other shit.
Well, yeah.
On some whole other shit. Some shit that you're like, I can't deal with this shit. I'm just gonna take me a good woman with some good pussy, and I'll be
okay. How many great pussies have you had?
I will say less than
no condom on.
Less
like you're ready to nut in like.
Two or three.
Damn.
Two or three.
Now, how many good ones?
Yeah.
Now, you're up there.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Now.
But great? Man. Whoo. Jackie Robinson, shout out.
Was there a certain ethnicity? Anything different? Were they younger?
I don't want to do that. I don't think the age.
I mean, no kids, maybe? Because I think that might beat the pussy up a little bit.
But I heard some people get better after that.
No doubt. Really? So,
yeah.
All right.
Damn, how many great for you? That's very low.
I would say I'm going to go 2-3 like you.
Okay, well, yeah.
But I know, see,
Have you had any that you thought this is great and then you double back and you're like, oh, it's just good. It's nice.
It You know what? It's you know what's tough is to find a chick who is like a fucking 9, 10, or 8, 9, 10.
Yep.
Is like a hot, like her fucking body is fucking slamming, and then you fuck her and her pussy's perfect. That's like a unicorn. Most of like hot chicks just they kind of like lay there and like they don't do anything. And then, like, you know, fatzos have, like, these perfect pussies.
Man, it's so fucking... Growing up as a kid, all the older...
I'm just saying the one that we're Eskimo...
No, man, no, like, no, no. All the OGs used to tell us when we was in elementary school, fat girls got the best pussy. And we used to be like, how is that true? But that proved to be...
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I think just... You know what? I always had this thought about that.
Okay, because I'm very, kinda, I'm very curious, bi-curious.
Because I've never been discriminatory when it comes to women with different sizes, different races, different things like that. So some of the like the bigger girls were some of the most confident ones, some of the most like do carefree, took like A plus care of themselves, and I think that gives them a freedom for their pussy to just be great.
Because they did themselves up?
No, because the way they carry themselves, the way they feel about themselves.
So like, then what about like a naturally hot chick? Why is her pussy suck?
I think some of them just put too much into other things. So it's not naturally manifesting into the pussy.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to like sit on that one for a minute.
Because a big chick knows, I don't care how much makeup I put on, I might be pretty. I'll never be thin unless I go work out fucking crazy. But
she knows she's a fatso.
Right, but she might be the cutest fucking girl. She might be the best personality.
Like Luke fucks all of them.
Right, so what I'm saying, Luke, shout out to Uncle Luke, because Luke, you can verify this for me, and I'm sorry I'm going to see your show today, because I'm going to be working, but they are like the best to... They are the best. just being honest.
You don't think
shout out to Luke. Yeah, one day we gotta have a cross because I'd be wanting to talk to him about some shit that
I'll get him.
Yeah, hey, that's some shit.
All right, Luke, can you come on, motherfucking liquor?
Because I just thought about that. Like, that's some.
Can we just do another liquor light or Looking Good Radio, and then we'll have Kudir on? Like,
well, look,
I'm saying like all he.
But it gotta be sex talk with Uncle Luke.
That's fine.
Cause I'm out in Miami too.
That's a whole nother podcast called Sex Talk.
Sex Talk with Uncle Luke. But what I'm saying that for is because every one of the bigger ones was just like carefree with it, like freaky.
Yo, all right.
Like
how about this?
Like freaky.
We're gonna get like if we have any female listeners, they're not listening anymore.
Why not? They might be smiling. Like
yeah, but what if they're fatsoes?
Then more power to her. That she has some good pussy and a good attitude and a good personality
They suck better dick.
I think these just better overall people, some of the motherfuckers.
What, fatzos?
Some of them. Okay. They're just not as vain. They just don't care about the same shit that some...
I had... All right.
And that's not putting down the hot women.
Oh, my God. I was about to go down a different rabbit hole, and I'm so glad I did.
I'm glad you caught yourself, too. Like, he literally caught himself. Like, Pence grabbed his forehead and did some shit.
Okay.
He caught himself going to the terminal to do the conversion therapy.
All right. You know what?
Don't do it. You just said you wasn't going to do it. Why are you going to do it?
I'm
going to
do it.
Don't do that shit to yourself. Especially if it's going to ruin something you got going on.
No, it's not.
Don't do that, man.
Let's just say.
Oh, shit.
It was a girl.
You know that, Trump president right now.
He's president-elect.
Okay.
Let's just say that a girl I had interactions with, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't a fatso. She was in shape. And okay. And you don't know her.
Okay.
Okay. And she like refused to give head. And I'm a big, like, I gotta get head kind of guy. That's my thing.
Like most normal.
Most men.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure a girl needs to get finger banged or, like, have her pussy eaten out.
Right.
You know. Or, like, stimulate the clit. Whatever it may be.
Right.
Anyways, but, like, I kind of, like, asked for it. Yeah. And she was really fucking good at it.
She was really? Wait, okay, so she did.
She did it.
Okay.
And it was, like, 20 seconds worth. And I'm like, that's it?
Wait, who still does that?
That's it?
That was like elementary school.
20 seconds.
Wait, a grown woman did this? Hold on.
A grown woman.
It's somebody I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying that as an asterisk, I'm hoping. But.
I mean, maybe you might.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, who still does that? Who still thinks they can keep a human being? Because I would want to eat her. You know what I mean? If that's my woman and you, it's vice versa. So why would we put limits on the shit we doing? Like, I remember elementary school people, I don't do that. Okay, cool, we're young. Nobody didn't know about, you know, what was really going on.
You weren't getting your dick sucked in elementary school.
I mean, we ain't gonna talk about me, though. But you know me, I've been pimping since pimping was pimping. But,
All right, Cat Williams here, guys. Hey, if I'm motherfucking Mike, if I'm Mike Pence or Cat Williams.
No, thank you. But come on, Cat.
Come on,
Mike. Come on, Mike.
See?
Come
see?
On. Keep it going.
Stop
Mike.
Calling me fucking
come on,
Mike.
Come on,
Pence.
Just come on. Keep it going.
All right.
What? Come on, finish that story. I was into
the
that.
Same, the same chick I was fucking, mm-hmm. and like, I was trying to do, you know, you try like different shit, like, oh, I'm going to slow down my roll. I'm going to go like a little
you're,
slow.
You're trying to give it to her.
And then I'm going to power.
So you must have liked this chick.
Nah. But like,
you're just testing the waters.
Time, the one time I took it out and it went right in her asshole. And I'm like, wow, this chick must be in the anal.
And she didn't even give a hit.
And she did.
She was playing around it. She was like a liar or something.
I'm telling you, this chick.
No, I'm saying she didn't want to suck your dick, must be, because she getting fucked in the
she
ass
did.
And all this
I mean,
shit.
She did, but like, she was very, like,
she was a,
independent fucking.
I don't understand that.
I don't
what
get
that
it.
Got to do with sucking well, dick?
I don't. She said it was gross.
Well, she played out in like 97. Tell her, you know, next time, holla at her. I don't
yo,
say her name.
My dick ain't that gross, dog.
Right. I don't think, no. I mean, like I say, man, love is love. If you're going to have sex, man, do it to the best of your ability. Pull the dick out, put the pussy in your mouth, whatever you do. But
I've done that.
She was on, she's like the 90s. That yeah. shit played out when Pac died.
You know what? Okay. Oh, Jesus. We got filthy on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll end it on this. Is like, you know what?
What happened to her? Hold on. Before you end that, hold on. I'm sorry. Break. What happened?
This is one I'll have to tell you off the air.
Okay, all right. I can deal with it.
Write it down and I will explain to you.
I know you're going
to
tell me right when we're done, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Get all them right. damn dogs.
But,
Wait, B, you was going somewhere with that, though. Where was we going with that
because,
shit?
Because, okay.
Yes.
When I'm fucking my significant other, I won't name names or say anything.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I know this is going to get bad.
Man, don't do it, B.
I make her nut.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and then, but then she has her refractory period where like she like just chills down for yeah. like a second, like just leave me like
right,
just
right. calm down, kinda. Normal shit.
And I'm just like kind of sitting there like, and
that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But I'm starting to lose the urge to come myself.
Okay.
So now either she's going to blow me or we're going to fuck again or neither.
That's still not a bad thing.
But then she bitches about me not coming. But it's like, yo, if I was close and then we just stopped I'm just sitting there.
You was about to bring me down that fucking hole with you and I just decided not to go down that hole with you.
I want to hear it.
Because I was about to say some shit.
Oh, wait a second, no. buddy. I want to hear it.
I'm just cousin. You know, I don't. Man, no, man, because that girl seems like she's a nice person. You know me, I talk real.
No, she's a great person.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I was going to give my opinion on that, but I know it's her, and I don't want, because I think she's good as gold for you, and, you know, so far, so good, but, you know.
She wants to get her rocks off, right. And then she'll get my rocks off, but right. getting my motherfucking rocks off after waiting 5 minutes is sort of like a letdown. That's all I'm getting at. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to say it like a dickhead. I'm saying like that's a normal thing. You make a lady.
Make a lady come. I might get up, get a beer, get a smoke, get a drink, whatever.
Or I'm saying is most of the time you lay there
trying to go back
sort of
in.
Like, okay, yeah. well, what's gonna happen here? And now they
see. Okay, maybe because. I gotta be because you didn't open this shit up.
This is fucking sex talk.
This is sex 101. Talk 101. Shout out to Uncle Luke.
he's out Miami too.
So fucking, you know what? I used to really trip about shit like that. I did when I was a little back in the game, but now I just be like, I don't know. I'm kind of amazed at the shit you can do, especially like with a woman like coming. That's like a beautiful. You know, that's like okay. like I'm gonna tell you as a brother, brother to brother. It's next time, just take your championship belt and just sit in the corner sometimes and say, you know, I did that.
But
I understand you still want to get.
Do.
I know.
No, I don't give a fuck about myself. I can come home and jerk one off.
Right. So what? So what's the problem?
She's complaining about it because.
But why is she complaining? That's what I'm getting mixed up at.
Because I don't come when we fuck around, and I'm like, you don't understand the way it like.
So basically, she needs to go alone.
I'm putting in motherfucking
work. I'm putting in work.
I'm putting in work. Pile driving this ass.
Ooh.
And then. We're laying around for 5 minutes. Well, my libido is starting to decrease by the fucking second. That's all I'm saying.
And that makes her upset.
She, you know, I again, we had talked about this. Okay. Like, if I was fucking her and I pulled out and squirted all over her ass, she'd probably be ecstatic.
In heaven. Why not?
But I don't, I...
So you just, I mean,
I don't, man.
You just
I,
been handling business. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I've been.
But how does she get mad? I don't know.
Not mad. That's not. Just why don't you do like questioning? Let's say that. Okay. Not mad. Just.
And like, did you ever tell her like, because we needed to go like ten more minutes. I would have been all over you like a dude, fucking fountain.
Okay. I've seriously never been like.
Oh shit.
A quick like cum guy.
Ever. Me neither. I never had that problem. Never once. Oh, thank God. I've never
and
had that problem.
And I remember. Once with another woman that I had sex with, and nice body, everything, and we're fucking, and she's blowing me, and sorry guys for the explicit, and like squeezing her tits, she's like, just jerk off on my face. I couldn't. It was like a pressure thing in my head. It was more mental than like I wanted to. Like, oh fuck, this would be rad, but in my head, I'm like. But I actually kind of love, like, I love this woman. I don't want to jerk off on her face.
Okay, you brought up a good point. I heard somebody else.
I mean, do you get
what Yeah, but let me drop this. Somebody else is a famous person, famous in the celebrity world or whatever. And he was saying his main girl, he doesn't let her suck his dick. But his side holes can suck his dick. And it was because I come in my side holes face and all this other shit. And I was just like, I mean, but if I was married to somebody for like, I would want, you know what I mean? I would do that. I don't think.
Who the fuck's, well, don't tell me, but.
But what I'm saying is, what, no, who the fuck's what's the difference?
Why don't you just tell me?
No, but what's the difference?
I don't know. Like, you know.
What's the difference somebody you really love?
I came inside this girl before.
Right, so what's the difference coming
on
in?
I came on her tits. I came on her ass cheeks.
What's the difference coming in her face?
It was just a pressure thing. You know what? It's because it was expected of me. I didn't do it. It's like, have you ever like...
But would you ever do it to someone you're like seriously with?
Yeah. I would. If you know, the moment struck me. You know what the problem was? It was like pre-planned. Like,
that'd be the best shit sometimes, though.
No, I disagree. Like, one time...
You gotta step your game up, bro.
No. You gotta understand. One time...
So you telling me you get that text saying, oh, I just want you to fucking... Yes. Come in my face and da-da, and you like, whoa.
No, because it's too much fucking pressure. It's all in my mind.
Oh, B, then we gotta cleanse your mind out, B.
I gotta take a fucking maca pill and be ready to go.
You're so stupid.
That's what I'm saying. No. Because that's what I was gonna get to. It was like, the one time, dirty text.
Right.
And then get down dirty.
Yeah.
Fucking just doing creepy shit. And I can't come, and like I'm just like I don't know why, but it was all the pressure built up to that. I like more
spontaneous shit.
Spontaneous.
Gotcha.
That's why, and you know what? That makes total sense because the porn that I like is like voyeurism, is like that kind of shit, like the spontaneous, like oh, I just met this guy, I'm gonna fuck him. I like shit like that.
Okay.
You know, all this planned out bullshit, like with
sometimes the text is always better than the actual fucking.
100% of the time, the text is better than the actual fucking.
We both on the same page with that one.
Which, I mean, but the texts are like...
It'll
get you going.
The Trump campaign was better than the Trump presidency. Like, he just wanted
y'all to head a campaign. He's not president yet.
But I'm saying, the point was, he didn't want to be president. But he wanted to run for president.
Okay, so, agree. You
know, and then now he's where you're at, trying to come in America's face. And he's like, oh, I can't build a fucking wall. I can't fucking come. I can't do this shit. Right, it is what it is. Damn, that was a good analogy. You brought that one home. I brought it home, but you threw the lob. Shout out to the Lob City. Lob City, bitch.
Lob City, bitch. You know what else Lob City is, man? They're fucking gangster.
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo, man, so I had some whole other shit for the most gangster shit of the week. But I'm taking this one short and sweet. This motherfucking on side of me, the dude he fucking work with, I ain't gonna say where, this motherfucking gave me a goddamn t-shirt after I met him 3 times. For that, you the most gangster motherfucker of the month, the end of the year, and the motherfucking...
He is.
He's shout out to that fucking dude. This motherfucker gave me a sweet fucking Rams t-shirt, y'all. And I'm not bullshitting. It touched the spot in my heart because... If I could be around a motherfucker 3 times and they feel good enough to be like, man, it's a good dude. And I'm going to get this dude a t-shirt.
And you're not even a Rams fan.
Right. Not even a Rams fan at all.
And he got you a shirt.
And he got me a shirt. And
I told you about a shirt in front of him.
Yep.
He went and got, he asked
the
me.
The same his, shirt.
He asked me. your shirt size.
He gave me that shit, man. And I literally was like, wow. I thought this dude was joking. Like, but I told you, I'm glad.
This same guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday he goes, hey, come on in. I got the game. He left his fucking iPad there.
Yeah.
With the Seahawks game on, which you couldn't get on TV, for me to watch a game.
That's what I'm saying. And
this guy is one of the nicest guys.
But I give credit to you too, because that's why I said when my Thanksgiving rant, I was thankful for you, because when you connect with good people, man, and you do good shit happens. And I really believe that. So that's what, back to fuck the holidays, live every day like a holiday. Because there's good people out there like this dude. He didn't give me this for my birthday. It's not my fucking Thanksgiving present. The most gangster shit of the week is motherfucking the gift of giving after Thanksgiving. How about that shit?
Monday. The gift of giving on a day that is just a Monday.
A Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber fucking Monday. And that was some real shit. And that shit touched me. That was some real gangster shit.
That's nice, man. I'm glad.
Some real gangster shit.
I want to get him something nice, man.
I mean, and I think we talk about that off air.
Yeah, we will. No, not that kind of nice. I'm saying like,
stupid.
I'm saying like tickets to a fucking Redskins
game. Man, that's crazy, because you know,
or a Rams game.
He could have rolled with us. He could have rolled with us. I didn't even.
No, at he that time, because somebody had to work.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. See, well.
So.
But that would have been that, you know, if it come back around, hey, shout out to him, man.
Wait, did we get on sports talk and then just went?
Nah, we've been flowing. We've been like Jay-Z off the fucking books. Just straight.
It's been 35 minutes
of pussy. Fire. And you started this shit. It's not even me.
I'm just saying, dude.
No, I'm just saying, not a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you know, I was the latest man. All right,
well,
you done brought it there.
True man, I hope you didn't fast forward. Michigan, Ohio State.
I heard it was the classic of classics. But them fucking LeBron cleats. That's some shit there.
Hang on. God damn it. Hang on. You're rushing
Shit. J.K. Simmons.
Number one. Michigan, Ohio State was supposed to be like the best the game of the year.
It's called The Game.
And it was.
They're labeling it The Game.
And it was. And technically, both of them can
still go to playoffs. And I would love that.
Now,
I would love for them to piss everybody off and put them both in there.
On the same day that Jordan releases Michigan cleats, LeBron James puts out his own cleats.
Right, but Jordan sponsors the whole Michigan program.
I know, okay. But LeBron had these cleats
supposedly for months. I saw that.
They put them out the same day.
Right, and they won. So, you know, he was feeling like the real king. But them motherfuckers is hard. I was like, if I had a fucking son, we going to one of them schools. Because them mother, just for the
who
product.
You like, all right, who you, Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, who you like better?
I'm going to tell y'all like this.
Jim Harbaugh wearing a fucking, he looks like a
senior high school, you can't lose with Saban, Harbaugh, or motherfucking, or Urban. You can't lose with any one of them three. If you got a kid and you want to send him to a program, either one of them three you can't lose with.
What if you want to be a gay guy and wear a blue shirt and just walk in right now?
I ain't going to talk
no shit about it. Stop walking on the goddamn floors with the Crisco on it. All
right. There was a porn shoot in here recently.
No, there was not a porn
shoot. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry.
Anyways, so it was a great game.
It was.
It was boring, but that's Big Ten football.
But that's you. Is that boring or is that like?
No. That's
that Smash Mouth shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Big fucking white linemen and shit like that, like running game. Like,
I like that shit.
Yeah, it's not like the fucking
the SEC ACC.
No, because SEC is low scoring.
ACC,
Pac 12. That's like it's 55-50.
The ACC been doing that shit too though.
Yeah, they have. But the game was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I still think both of them got a chance.
No, but again, all right. Career person, you're sitting here, and there's two coaches in your living room.
Penn State person.
Do you go play for Urban Meyer, or do you go play for Jim Harbaugh?
If we're playing,
I'm asking.
If my kids, I'm going to tell you. If my kids playing quarterback, we're going to play for Urban. That's a switch up. I know you wasn't expecting that, because Harbaugh was a quarterback. If my kids playing defense, we're going to play for Harbaugh.
Okay.
But if my kid's playing running back, we're going to Michigan. So it's different by position. If the
only quarterback.
Urban, I like for quarterback and receiver. And receiver. And cornerbacks, too. Because we know they produce some real good cornerbacks.
Hey, I just heard a guy stick to the floor.
So,
clean the jizz off your shoes,
bud. Back to the subject. You fucking crazy.
Anyways, it was a great game.
Yeah.
Treatment, 38 minutes, buddy. Write it down. That's sports talk. Why would LeBron wait to put those fucking cleats out just to top MJ?
I'm telling you, because he'll never top MJ. So he wants to do anything he can to try to top MJ, but it'll never happen.
You just said he had better cleats than MJ.
You did. I'm saying top him in basketball. I'm not fucking worrying about life.
I think LeBron could beat MJ in like a one-on-one game.
You're fucking crazy. 6'5", Michael Jordan in his prime, you're crazy.
Yo, LeBron could beat him.
You know better than that. You grew up in that era. Stop playing.
I never saw
Michael. I'm not talking about this brick house of a man who
Michael Jordan could steal fucking balls. He couldn't block for shit.
I ain't talking about blocking nobody.
If you're playing one-on-one, you got to block. You got to fucking.
B, he would eat LeBron's shit. All day long. Nope. Stop it. B.
Nope.
B in his prime, I'm talking about. B. I'm not talking about Wizards, Mike. I'm talking about prime.
I'm talking, okay.
I'm talking about stay after practice. Slap Steve Kerr in his fucking face in practice, Mike.
All right, 93 Mike. Miami Heat, LeBron.
Mike all fucking day. Nope. Long. Come on, B. You tripping.
Nope.
Come on, B.
Nope.
I take 93 Pippen. Over fucking
get the fuck out of here.
If they played, I'm not saying career, none of that shit. I'm saying one on one.
Dude, LeBron is a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. Being a beast, I don't take nothing against away from LeBron.
I'm saying, Kemba Walker is becoming a great professional athlete.
Right. That's cool.
Like, we're talking about
Michael Jordan. Knock it the fuck off.
We're talking about practice.
Knock it off. So.
No, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Shout out to AI, Hall of Famer.
Did you just say Scottie Pippen can beat LeBron James? Man,
shout out to Pip. Do you remember Scottie in his fucking prime? I don't think you really remember fucking Scottie Pippen in his prime. A fucking athlete that.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, thank you. Don't say nothing.
No, I'm not, because you're fucking wrong.
Yep. Shout out to BJ Armstrong while we're on the topic, motherfuckers.
Scottie Pippen could beat LeBron James.
It's a few people I would take. Over LeBron in their prime?
Yeah, Oscar Robertson, maybe.
No, man, even like Hakeem.
Okay, I mean, Hakeem the Dream, Shaquille, yeah, I know, because they're bigger dudes. That's how you win a one-on-one.
No, man. Michael Jordan would have sat and shot on fucking LeBron. It wouldn't be it's just shooting.
I don't even want to argue you're about crazy. This. You're crazy.
Okay, I ain't mad at you.
LeBron can shoot like a motherfucker.
That's cool.
Okay, who's got a better chance against Michael Jordan?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Russell Westbrook or LeBron James?
Russell Westbrook. Because Russell going to be in.
He's got a better shot.
Because Russell going to be in whoever the fuck he playing shit. Ain't going to be no fucking space. He going to give a motherfucker the ball and he going to be in their nuts. And you know that. LeBron don't play like that. That's the only way you can have a fucking chance to stop Michael Jordan. That's it. I'm sorry. You don't play. You don't give him space. You know that. And I'm not saying LeBron is not one of the most talented athletes ever. And I like LeBron. But I'm just saying Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. There you go. You heard it here first, motherfuckers.
All right, and that ends the sports minute.
Oh.
Well, besides the Seahawks getting their asses.
Oh.
Handed. Who the fuck has a game 12-5?
Your MVP. Oh.
He's still going to be MVP.
Damn.
He's MVP in my heart.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely know you bleed neon green and blue. So, yeah.
I do.
Shout out to Sean Alexander while we're on the topic, motherfucker.
Yo, that's a boy right
there. Hey, did he win MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
He won the MVP, and he won the he had the most rushing touchdowns ever, and then the next year, LaDainian Tomlinson beat him.
And that's a motherfucking Alabama product right there.
Who, LaDainian?
No, fucking Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, why do I care about? I mean, I know Alabama's going to win the national title.
No, we're just talking about coaches and shit. Okay. But I'm just talking about Sean.
All right. Can we shut everything down and just say Nick Saban is
the best fucking coach ever?
Yes.
In the college football history. Yes, you can. Okay. And he coached at LSU at one time. And I was back then, I was like, this motherfucker is a bad motherfucker.
And your boys, they hired Ogeron.
Ogeron. Shout out to Ogeron. Might have a drink with me if you're in Louisiana. Shout out to him.
And you can go to the car dealership and you can buy a fucking truck.
Mm-hmm. They say he's not the best with X's and O's, but the players
I'm
love
either,
him.
I'm either going to work. All right, you tell me. Should I work on a Mike Pence impression or an Ogeron?
Nah, your Ogeron was good. I didn't think you would. I give you that. You must have heard some interviews.
And if you need 95% cast.
Hey, I like that dude, man. I like him. He's straight Louisiana Bayou motherfucker.
Yeah.
He is. He's a Bayou motherfucker. For real.
All right. God damn. You know, I hate this fucking time of the month, man, when the fucking rent is due. Have you ever, gone through where, you're scrapping and you don't know if you can pay for fucking rent.
Man, I remember having an apartment with motherfuckers sleeping on the floors and shit. And everybody like just looking at each other like,
just like throwing in cash.
Man, or? Just throwing in the cash. You gotta put it in a pot. What you got?
How much was your apartment on Magnolia?
$650.
Fuck.
That was beautiful. Dude, utilities paid, motherfucker. You know how it was rolling.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
You leave a light on. We just walk out the house. Let's go get fucked up.
When you lived at that place, and which I was at 100 fucking times.
That was the spot.
It was
Trap House number
Trap
one.
Trap House. Yeah.
Trap House.
When you start working at the old spot,
yeah.
I remember you texting me and just being like, man, this feels good, like, just to go home, have some
put some and keys. I used to tell you that shit, man, just fuck the world, man. That's why I tell people, nah, hustle, man. Stack your money and pray to God. You're going to be all right. Take care of your family.
I mean, like, every day you were getting, like, some kind of good-ass food to eat and, like...
That's it. That's what life's about.
Yeah.
All this stressful shit, man, this shit is played out. Like, you get old and you get all this real-life stress and you be like, what the fuck happened? But you know you take on responsibilities and shit that you didn't have.
I can't believe... Like, we pay more rent now than we did before.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't have a job. And I don't have unemployment. Yet, somehow I'm getting by.
Right.
But...
And you ain't got no wrinkles, no new fucking tits growing out your forehead or nothing. So,
no, yeah. Nothing weird.
Yeah.
But I'm making, like... Man, I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, why did I waste all that money when I worked?
You know what? I don't think... I used to think about this. I don't think anything we ever put out there was a waste, to be honest with you. I hear people say that. I think that's the world creates this thing, and we back it when we like, no, oh, yeah.
No, there's a waste.
You wasted it, but what did you waste it on? Like, think about it. Like, you didn't smoke fucking crack. You didn't fucking, you ain't had a prostitute fetish, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, but I might have spent fucking $40 a night on beer and fucking
cigarettes. I still don't think that was a waste. That's what you needed to get by to the next fucking day.
Okay, so beer and cigarettes are better than crack and hookers?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, okay, you're right about that.
Fuck, come on, Pence. What the fuck, man?
Truman, what's better, beer and cigarettes or crack and hookers? All right, he's not going to answer.
I respect that.
You know why? You call me Mike Pence. He's sitting right there, dude. You see him looking? That's Mike Pence, dog.
But...
He's just right there. Look at him. He's on the website right now. It's like, F Jews, F everybody. look at him.
He fucking stupid.
It's Mike Pence right there. Mike Pence in a blue shirt. I know what picture of the week's going to be. It's going to be Mike Pence. Mike Treeman. Who the fuck is Mike? Who ran with Hillary?
That's why we can't have a live audience, because he'd be doing this shit all the time. Who ran with Hillary? I don't fucking know.
All right, so... Fucking
what?
Castro died.
Yeah, Fidel. Yeah.
And I didn't know he was still alive.
You did say that. You didn't. And I didn't know his brother was the fucking president. So Castro dead and everybody cheering and shit. But I'm like, his brother is the president.
That's like when we killed Saddam.
That's like when y'all do something to Trump and Pence is the president. Don't forget, motherfucker.
When they killed Osama bin Laden, more like Osama bin Hayden. When they killed him, they said, like, all the dudes underneath him were, like, way worse than him.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. So, right. Like, this guy, Castro's brother, is supposed to be 100% worse.
And he the president.
Raul. Who gives a fuck?
Raul.
Why do we need to deal with Cuba? The fucking Cuba is the size of North Hollywood.
We need to deal with everybody. That's the thing.
Disagree with me on this.
Okay.
Cuba is, like, what do they have? Cigars?
No, they said it's smaller than New York City or something. Yeah,
So fuck him. Who cares?
No, man, you got to be diplomatic. What the fuck? Dipset, Killer Cam, Jim Jones, Joel Santana. What the fuck, man?
None of them are Cuban.
Right, but we got to be diplomatic, bitch. What the fuck?
I'm just saying, but like, it's not like they have oil mines or
no.
Like,
they got something. Anytime we shooting the shit with somebody, they got something. They're trying to get
fucking Cuban cigars. No, Name one thing. Treeman, think of one thing.
Leave Treeman the fuck alone. Treeman, I'm not participating in this bullshit with you. So back to the fucking subject.
What the fuck do we have Cuba?
I don't know. Nothing. To be honest, I don't know.
They have nothing except hot ass bitches.
Yeah, they got some nice women.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
All right. And then a fucking.
And classic cars. They got some nice cars over there too.
Yeah.
Keeping the car culture.
Who the fuck was talking about that? Was that you or was that Zook? What? Who's talking about like
the cars and shit over there?
The Cubans, they'd buy like all these fancy ass cars like in the 50s. From the 50s 60s, and shit, yeah. And they would just keep them totally clean.
They're still over there right now, using them fucking cabs, all kind of shit.
Have you been to Cuba?
No, I plan on going though. Shout out to Trump.
From like the bottom of Louisiana to Cuba, how far is it?
I don't fucking know. God damn, Pence, I didn't get elected. What the fuck you asking me these
kind of... Stop with the Mike Pence shit.
Fucking demographic
question. I'm not charging people in their heads because they're gay.
I'm not charging people in their heads. You fucking stupid.
Oh, Mike Pence. Mike Pence sitting on the couch on his laptop. You're
stupid. Come on, man.
Looking up KKK meetings that are local.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Sorry, Mike Pence.
That's fucked up.
That's all right, man.
Come on, man.
I went to see, what show did he go see?
Throw me an alley-oop, Hamilton.
I went to see Hamilton, and, there's a lot of great African-American actors in it, but they booed me, and I had to leave early.
Throw me an alley-oop, man.
Alley-oop.
Ooh, off the glass.
There was a place in Buffalo called Alley-oops.
Oh, shit.
Zook, I hope you know that. Church pamphlets.
The Bulletin.
Well, what are you talking about?
The Bulletin, after like Catholic Mass, the Bulletin.
Yeah, and it would have like on the back. All the announcements on the back page.
All the sponsors have, like, and all, shit. Yeah, local businesses and shit.
And you get like 50% off or 50 cents off a donut at fucking so-and-so's place.
Or you call Harris Plumbing and he come unclog your drain for 20% or
something. But then inside of it, they'd have like who died and rest
in peace. Church shit, the rest of the shit that's going on.
Well, in our church bulletin, hashtag pamphlet. Was
I never heard it called pamphlet, motherfucker. Church bulletin.
Okay. So in our church bulletin, they'd have whatever masses they were gonna hold, 9 AM.
Vigils noon, and shit,
And then who the altar boys were and who the
and what time of confession and all that type of shit.
Yes. And so that's how I found out about my schedule to be an altar boy.
Okay.
Was by looking in the fucking church pamphlet. Okay. Or
Bulletin. Okay. I've never heard in. Come on, keep going.
If you look at the motherfucker, it looks like a pamphlet.
Keep going.
Anyways, so, because it wasn't like text. Now, do you think that an altar boy now, besides getting raped, do you think that they get like a text from the priest? Like, hey, you're working the 9 a.m.
They're probably doing cool shit like that now, texting the kids and shit. I don't know.
Trick
leather
kids.
Yeah. I ain't, man, that's what I say. I know they got homosexual priests and shit. Man, I never shit on the Catholic Church. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and it's shitty people everywhere. So I don't really fuck with nobody. I just let that shit slide.
I grew up in.
Don't be touching on the fucking kids, though, man. All that shit.
I grew up in the church. I grew up with Boy Scouts. And I never got touched.
Right. And that's good. That's why I say, man, some of that shit was real cool. It gave me some discipline and, shit like that. But all that weird shit, man, stay away from the fucking children.
You never, even though you went to a Catholic school, you weren't an altar boy?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that shit?
Like second and third grade.
Like the robe and all
with
that shit?
With the hood, second and third grade.
With the hood?
Yeah, we had a hood on our shit. We had the little cloth belt, the rope belt, but I always had like a little hood on it. Yeah, it was on some other shit.
That's gangster shit.
Yeah. The old ones were the white and black ones. Yeah, I know which one you bought.
No. We had the red ones that looked like a dress, and then the white thing that went over it.
Yeah, that's the one they had right before us. Then they had some like...
Oh, you went through some all straight gangster Catholic shit, dog.
Yeah, I was on some other shit.
Did you have gold chains on and shit?
Nah, just after third grade, I was like, I ain't feeling this shit.
Did you have to do the wine and water?
And I remember doing Stations of the Cross and shit.
Yeah, that was on Friday night.
I don't know how I just stopped.
Yo. What? When did Stations of the Cross, when did you do it?
Friday night.
It was during Lent. Friday night. Yeah, okay.
And then I just stopped. I was like, I don't do that shit. Then I was in the Knights of the Peter Claver.
Did the...
Or some shit.
No, you said your... Well, no, you said your basketball coach. Was he the priest?
The priest, yeah.
Oh, so he never tried to suck your dick.
Nah, I fought to sell him. Shout out to him. Rest in peace. He's from Boston. He was a good motherfucker. Okay. Biggest Boston Celtics fan.
No, weird.
Nah, that motherfucker, he just get drunk with us all the time. Like, once I got... As I got
Wait, stop. Wait.
No, as I got older, I'm saying. Not as a little kid. Him and my grandmother were real good friends. Like, so every holiday he would spend with us at it. Like, so he would sit there, drink beer, watch all the basketball games and shit. Real good dude.
He was the only white guy in your area.
Fucking right. Yeah. He was the only white guy in our church. Fuck. He was a priest.
Would he have good sermons?
Yeah, Father Selman was a real motherfucker.
Not Eric's sermon, I'm saying. Like,
no, EPND. No, we good. No, he was a good motherfucker.
Did you ever go to like a church and like after you kind of got out of it? Because I did. I kind of got out of like the church
scene. Yeah, I've been out
but
of
then,
it.
But you know, rest in peace, Grandma. Like a couple times, I went with her just to go. And sometimes you go and you see a priest and they do a really great sermon. You're like, motherfucker, that was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, because normally, like, you just sit there like bored.
But you know what else, though? On some random shit out here in LA, I've been, like I said, been out of church for a long time. But you'll go to different churches and you'll see, now I can spot, like, I can see some of them priests out there who with the fuck shit. Like,
with the fuck little boys?
Yeah, like on some other shit. Like,
why? How can you spot that?
Just shit. You just like it's a.
Do they look like Mike Pence?
It's a real fruity like motherfucker. You gotta, you know.
No, there ain't no fruity motherfucker.
No, I'm telling you, I'm just being real.
What? Like they're wearing?
No, just the way they. A rainbow robe? No, that's if you gay, you gay. That's cool. Nobody got a problem with that. But if you, you know,
why?
I know gay priests though. That's the funny thing. Like we had a gay priest too. Sometime when I was in high school, I think, and. I was like, this dude is gay. Like, we had a conversation with him. He was like, yes, I like men. I've never broken my vows. I've never been with a woman. I've never been with a man. But he said I would identify as gay. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, for him to be able to admit that, it's like, oh.
You see what I'm saying? Why do so many gays go to the priesthood?
I think it's a safe place. Fuck. I mean, back then it probably was.
It's odd.
I mean, no, I don't think that's odd. I think it's just fucking part of the game. I don't know.
Yeah, but the Roman Catholic religion tells you not to be gay.
Right, but Roman Catholic religion is paying hundreds of millions of dollars because they was touching fucking boys. So what, you know, that was the safe haven for them.
I feel you, player.
Yeah, shout out.
Holla.
Shout out to Mookie Blaylock, whoever the fuck he is.
And you know what? You know what we've been talking about?
Church. Pussy and gays and church.
Church. Preach.
Tabernacle. Fuck.
Preach. All right, you know what time it is?
No.
I need you to say it.
Time for you to go fuck your face.